Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Baum, and today we will be learning Parshas Kedoshim. So in this week's Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, the Parsha starts off with the commandment to be Kadosh, to be holy, and the rest of the Parsha discusses various positive and negative commandments, ranging from certain halachos regarding certain karbanos, to many mitzvos bein adam l'chaveiro, between man and his fellow man, including the fundamentals like love your friend like yourself, not bearing a grudge, among others, including Yiras Horim, fearing our parents, Midrash Sheker Tirchak, not saying a lie, the Isser of speaking gossip, Lashon Hara, the mitzvah of Leket Shikcha and Peo, which is leaving parts of your field for poor people, the Isser of Shvua Sheker, not swearing falsely, La'ahoves Hager, to love the convert, Shalo La'achar Sacher Schar Sachir, not to hold back your workers' wages, Lifnei Iver, Lo Sitein Michshol, not putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person, Sinas Chinam, not hating people in our hearts, Mitzvah Tochacha, the mitzvah of giving Musar, the mitzvah of giving rebuke where and when necessary, the Isser of not embarrassing other people, and many other mitzvot along those lines. And then the parsha ends off with different kinds of arayos, forbidden relationships, and the laws of not practicing chukas hagayim, the ways of the nations. According to different opinions, there are approximately 50 to 52 mitzvot mentioned in this week's parsha. In fact, so important are the mitzvot in this parsha that the parsha starts off with the following pasuk. Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael, speak to the entire assembly of b'nei Yisrael. Va'amarta alayim, and say to them, kedoshim tihiyu, you should be holy. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I, Hashem, your God, am holy too. Rashi explains that the reason specifically here the pasuk says to speak to the entire assembly of B'nai Yisrael is because Moshe was going to teach what Rashi calls the Gufei HaTorah, the body, the fundamentals of the Torah, and therefore all of the Jewish nation needed to be present. Meaning that these commandments are really fundamental to what it means to be an Oved Hashem and are the prerequisites to keeping the rest of the Torah. The question becomes that as much as we can understand commandments like loving your fellow man, not speaking gossip, are integral to serving Hashem, they are also integral to a healthy, functional society, right? In order for people to live and thrive together, there has to be a modicum of respect for others. So why suddenly now does the Torah emphasize that these commandments were given to everyone, since they are the quote-unquote meat and potatoes, the guts of the entire Torah? Wouldn't we anyway lean towards fulfilling these as a healthy, functioning society, right? Wouldn't it make more sense to teach the laws that don't make sense on the surface, the chukim of the entire assembly of the Jewish nation, laws like karbanos and things similar to that, which we really cannot understand? Isn't it important for the entire assembly to be there to hear those mitzvos so that we can all know to do them, while these kind of make logical sense? So if we take a look at the first pasuk in this parsha and delve into what it really means, we can better understand what we are being commanded to do, how the commandment to be holy relates to the rest of the parsha, and what it means to be a true Torah Jew. Hashem instructs Moshe to tell B'nai Yisrael to be kadosh. Dabera kol B'nai Yisrael va'amarta aleihem kedoshim tihiyu. What does this mean? And why is it this mitzvah, in the litany of numerous commandments, the first one instructed to the entire assembly of B'nai Yisrael? So Rashi famously explains that the commandment to be holy connects to the previous parsha of forbidden sexual relationships, meaning that the way to be holy is to abstain from these relationships. Parshas Acharemos ends off with those prohibitions, and Parshas Kedoshim starts off with the commandment to be holy. Therefore, Rashi makes that connection. The Ramban famously explains this is the concept of what he calls Navel Bershas HaTorah, a disgusting one or a gluttonous one within the parameters of the Torah. That the commandment to be holy means that as much as the Torah permits and often requires physical pleasures, one must abstain from overindulgence in these pleasures, even if they are quote-unquote technically permitted by the Torah. But no matter how you interpret the commandment itself, the root of the word in all cases remains the same. The shorish of the word kadosh, holy, is lekadesh. Kadesh means to separate. When we make something holy, we are separating it, we are consecrating it for spiritual purposes. We are separating something from the mundane, the regular, and allotting it for something higher. Something dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as hekdesh, as separate. In fact, the Gemara refers to things that are forbidden as aser lanka hekdesh, forbidden like those things that have been separated as hekdesh, those things that have been separated for a higher purpose. In a similar way, we have the pasuk describing a nazir, kol yemei nizro, as long as he is a nazir, kodesh hu la'Hashem. He is holy, meaning he is separate for Hashem. He separates himself from the rest of society, and abstains from certain activities and certain foods because he is now separate, different, consecrated for a holy purposes. When a man marries a woman, he says to her, Hareat mikudeshes li, you are now separated from me. You are separated from everybody else, and now you are mine. So the first step to understanding the commandment to be holy is to understand that it means to separate in some way. The first step in separating something from something else is to recognize that there are indeed inherent differences in the Bria, in creation. The whole concept of science is recognizing categories, right? Putting things into classes. There are inanimate objects. There's flora, there's fauna, there's species within each one, each with separate and distinct characteristics. And that's not to say that those differences make some categories better or worse. They are simply different, distinct, and each come with their own set of requirements, contributions to the existence of the world. So in the first pasuk of this week's parsha, we are being told to separate ourselves for something higher. But the question becomes, what are we being asked to separate from, and for specifically what purpose? We can't really begin to separate ourselves, or anything else for that matter, if we don't recognize the existence of differences. In fact, the ability to categorize and differentiate is so important that we reference the idea in the first blessing that we make each morning in Birchas HaShachar. We thank Hashem for giving us the discernment to make differences. We say, Asher nasan lasech vivina lahavchin ben yom uvein laila. Right? We thank you, Hashem, for giving the rooster, and in turn us, the difference to know, the ability to discern, to understand when it's day and when it's night. There are crucial differences, like we know, between day and night. And it's integral to be able to differentiate those differences. And only when we can recognize those differences can we approach these two very important but very different times with the attention they need. There's a conversation written in the Gemara Menachos. Ben Dama asks Rabbi Yishmael, now that I finished learning Kol HaTorah Kula, now that I finished learning the entire Torah, can I go and learn Chachmas Yevanis, the wisdom of the Greeks, meaning secular wisdom? Rabbi Yishmael answers him and he says, the Pasuk tells us, Lo Yamosh Sefer HaTorah Hazem Mipicha, the Sefer Torah should never be removed from your mouth, Vihigisebo Yomon Volayla, and you should be occupied with it. You should be busy with it day and night. Therefore, says Rabbi Yishmael to Ben Dama, go and find a time that is not day, nor is it night, and then learn secular wisdom. On the simple level, Rabbi Yishmael was saying that there's always a time to learn more Torah. So there's really never a time to be learning anything else. But on a more fundamental, deeper level, he was telling his student, go and learn secular wisdom when it's not day and when it's not night. The only time that isn't either the two is what we call Bin Hashmashos, that dusk period of the day, when it's not clear if it's day or if it's night. There's a mixture of the two, when our visibility is blurred and it's hard to differentiate what things are, right? Anybody who drives a lot during this time can easily relate to this. So said Rabbi Yishmael to Ben Dama, Chachmas Yevanis, secular wisdom may have value and perhaps even be necessary at times, but understand, just as day and night are different, separate, and clearly so, before you delve into Chachmas Yevanis, into secular wisdom, no one understands. It's different than Torah. The values, the morals, the premises within secular wisdom can be murky. Without the clear discernment and understanding of Torah morals and values, you run the risk of getting lost in that murky, foggy haze that is Bein Hashmashos, that is Chachmas Yevanis. So let's bring this idea back to the commandment to separate ourselves for something higher. At the end of Parshas Acharemos, the Parsha right before Kedoshim, in introducing the topic of Arayos, forbidden relationships, which are regarded as a chok, a law we cannot really understand, there are two psukim that tell us the following. Es mishpatai ta'asu ve'es chukosai tishmoru, lo leches bohem ani Hashem Elokeichem. My mishpatim, my rules alone shall you observe, and you shall faithfully follow my laws. I am Hashem, your God. The next verse, the next pasuk tells us, Ushmartem es chukosai ve'es mishpatai, you shall guard my laws and my rules, my chukim and my mishpatim, asher ya'asa osam ha'adam, a man should do them, v'chai bahem, and he should live through them, ani Hashem, I am God. So Rav Hirsch points out that in prefacing these forbidden sexual relationships, first, the Torah tells us to do the mishpatim, the rules that you can understand, and right after tells us to guard my chukim, the laws you cannot understand. And then in the next verse, the verse tells us, guard my chukim, the laws you cannot necessarily understand, and also guard my mishpatim. So we have the doing versus the guarding, and we have the mishpatim and the chukim mentioned in both psukim. Explains Rav Hirsch as follows. Since Mishpatim are those commandments that, as described in Torah's Kohanim, are those that are written in the Torah, but would have deserved to be written even if they hadn't been, meaning they are logical and necessary for a healthy society, the Torah first tells us to do them, to act upon them. Do my Mishpatim. They make sense. Even if you haven't delved into the deep understanding of why, or if you don't understand the major spiritual ramifications of doing or transgressing them, but they make sense. Do them. But at the same time, guard my chukim. Guard those commandments that you cannot understand at all. The Torah is about to describe all of the forbidden sexual relationships, commandments which are really chukim. Although we can ascribe a lot of significance and meaning to the laws of improper relationships, we cannot in their essence and their core really understand them. So says Rav Hirsch, do my mishpatim. Live a logically moral life. Love your neighbor, don't steal, fear your parents, don't take revenge. But remember, those morals only come after the chok of arayos. Kedoshim follows acharemos. Just as the morals of kedoshim make sense to you, the chukim, specifically that of arayos, are just as moral, even if you cannot really understand them. To be a Torah moral person, first you must ascribe to the chok of arayos. Only one whose life leads the morals of the chukim can lead a life according to the morals of the mishpatim as well. Which is why Rav Hirsch says the next verse tells us to guard both the chukim and the mishpatim. Some commandments you will understand, some you won't. But remember, we cannot pick and choose our morals. Torah morals are morals, those we understand and those we don't. Which brings us back to the first pasuk in our parsha, Parshas Kedoshim. Hashem tells Moshe to speak to the entire assembly of Bnei Yisrael and command them to be holy. Before the Torah lists numerous commandments which are seemingly logical and necessary for a healthy society, Hashem tells Moshe to gather everyone. Everyone must hear this very important lesson. Be holy, kedoshim tihiyu, which means first recognize that there are indeed differences between Torah morals and secular values. And secondly, separate yourselves from those values. Yes, there may be what appears to be overlap. Yes, the nations of the world may also love their neighbors, not bear grudges, respect their parents. But if it's not done in the context of Torah, which includes the chukim as well, those morals that we cannot understand, yet we follow anyway, they are not true Torah values. There's a famous medrash that tells us that before Hashem gave us the Torah on Har Sinai, he offered it to the nations of the world. Esav declined because they wanted to kill. Yishmael declined because they wanted to steal, or Dogilu Arayos, or both. And if you think about it, weren't these commandments part of the seven mitzvos given to the entire world? Weren't they anyway obligated in these commandments? Why were they declining the Torah based on an unwillingness to comply with mitzvos that they were anyway obligated to perform? The answer lies in the commandment of Kedoshim Tihiyu, to be holy. Yes, other people can keep the mitzvos de facto and live seemingly moral lives, and maybe they do a good job at it. But separating ourselves from those morals and only living according to what the Torah commands of us, is what makes us different, separate for a higher purpose. Like Rabbi Shmuel teaches us, secular values and secular wisdom may have their place and time, but they are murky. They do not provide the crystal clear clarity to what is right and what is wrong. Only Torah values provide the clarity and boundaries to what those morals are and are not. And moreover, living according to the morals Hashem commands of us brings us closer to Him, remedies our spiritual maladies, and ultimately will provide us with the ultimate spiritual pleasure that Hashem created us in order to receive. Thank you for learning with the OU Women's Initiative.